Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. Hope you're encouraged tonight, and I hope that you have come ready to talk, and let's allow the Lord to speak to us tonight. First of all, I just want to say that I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for this opportunity to come and hopefully encourage you, and hopefully we can encourage each other, right? We can encourage one another. You know, it feels good to be here because there are some people who aren't here tonight. And so I just would like to give, send some love out to friends and loved ones who are going through right now, because people are still going through a lot of things. People are still dealing with a lot of things. So I just pray that for my friends who are going through, friends who've lost loved ones, you know, and I just hope that you guys, that we will be mindful of that, and be mindful, especially in this season that we are about to embark upon. This is a rough season for people. And I hope that we will be mindful of that as we are dealing with people. Because, you know, people are dealing with things. So whether you know it, what they're dealing with, or whether you don't, people are. My prayer tonight is that we will be sensitive to people and what they are going through and dealing with in this season. For those who are coming through, you know, say what's up. You know, let me know that you're here. You know, tonight I'm going to talk about this. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. As you know, have you ever gone through it in a thing where you're like, you know, you're like physically tired and you're like, Lord, what do I do next? What do I do tonight? What do I talk about? Sometimes, guys, it's good to just go back. Just think about the goodness of Jesus. Just think about God and how good he has been to you in your life. So for me tonight, it's like, let me just come back to just being grateful for what God has done for me in my life. So that's why I want to just talk about tonight, the goodness of Jesus. Jesus for myself, you can call this my testimonial. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. How you guys doing out there? I know, you know, people are getting ready for next week. You know, a whole bunch is going on right now. But my prayer is this, that we will stay focused. And we will stay focused in this season. And we will stay focused in this season. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to. Sometimes you had to go back there, and you just got to let your voice be heard. Sometimes you just have to share and have to give your testimony about Jesus and what he's done for you in your life. And so I'm just giving my testimony today, just talking a little bit from my heart, you know. And I was like, well, what am I going to talk about? Because, you know, God's been talking to us about a lot of things. If you've been following along, Last week, we talked about when the smoke clears. 2 weeks ago, we talked about going and growing through, staying committed. Last week, we talked about when the smoke clears, God is still in control. Follow God. We talked about fire. What are you standing on when the smoke clears? Tonight, call this testimony. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. How you guys doing out there? I see some people coming through. If you're coming through, don't be scared. Don't be scared, as they say. Let me know you're here. Say amen. Say hallelujah. Give your testimony. You know, what has God done for you in your life? What are you thankful for today? What are you thankful for today? So, getting started, my first point tonight, while you guys hopefully are tuning in and hopefully going to get some testimonies and share. This is what we do every Tuesday from 9 to 10. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I was like, well, what am I going to say? You know, one of the things that's missing today, sometimes out of service, when we were having church, our testimony is the testimonial time. You know, hear people's testimonies. You know, for myself, hey, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor? I see it's Pastor Orm. What's going on? My first point tonight is God found me. You know, if I want to talk about, give a testimonial, and I just have to start off with that God found me. And, you know, Romans 5:8 says this, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? Romans 5:8. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, God found me in a time and a place in my life where I was seeking him. I just knew that there had been something more to life than what I was experiencing at the time. I was going through some things. I had gotten into an accident at work. I was on crutches. And I was like, Lord, if something happens right now, what is going to happen to me in my life? What's going on? What's going on, Kathy? Good evening. Good evening to you. I'm talking about tonight, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Making it like more like a testimonial. I'm going to share a little bit about my life, share a little bit from my heart. That's what I'm talking about tonight. You know, sometimes we've gotten away from testimonials. You know, what has God done for you in your life? Kathy, I know you have something you can say, Kathy. What has God done for you? My first point tonight is God found me. You know, while we had sinners, Christ died for us, right? You know, when I wasn't even thinking, really thinking, I was thinking at that time, I was thinking, you know, Lord, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing. Have you guys felt like that? Are you there right now? Are you there right now? One thing that helps me. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Our first point tonight is this: God found me. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. What's going on, Dr. Lassane, in the house? You know, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I just keep on hearing the Clark Sisters version. Oh, Jesus is the best thing. When Twinkie had left, it was just the three sisters. Jesus is the best thing. Yeah. Oh, Jesus is the best thing. Oh, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's what I'm talking about tonight. You know, I might be tired in him physically, but guess what? When I think about how good God has been to me in my life, and the fact that he found me. Kathy says this, I was ill 5 years ago, and the doc said, call the family. But that's what they said. I didn't listen to their report. Amen, Kathy. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you speak out of your life is what happens. That's what forms. And I got to tell you this, that whole thing, thank you for sharing that, Kathy. That first point tonight, when I talk about God found me, I was doing my own thing. How many of you guys have been there? Maybe you are there right now. when you're just doing your own thing. I was just doing my own thing. And in the midst of that, doing my own thing, I got into an accident and I was seeking God's face. I was like, there has to be a lot more to life than what I am experiencing. You know, that's what I went through. What's going on? I got my brother, Anthony. Hey, what's going on, Big Anthony? What's going on? Tonight I'm talking about Jesus, the best thing that's ever happened to me. First point, God found me. You know, and the thing about this, and you tell me what you think about this story. It was not that I found God, but that he touched me, reached down and pulled me in when I was at the point where I could hear him. I'm going to say that again. It was not that I found God, because sometimes we say I found God, but it was not that I found God, but that he touched me, reached down and pulled me in when I was at the point where I could hear him. See, sometimes it's like at that point where God reveals himself to us, at that point where we're saying, Lord, I'm looking for a meaning. I'm looking for purpose. You know, it's not that I found God, but it's really important that God found me. He made himself known, and I was paying attention. My eyes were open. My ears were open. I grew up in the church, right? I grew up in the church. So you can say I was a church boy. Yeah, you can say that. But I was running away from the calling. I was putting it back. I was just focusing on the music. And God's like, no. I've called you to do that. And I've called you to preach the gospel. And, you know, and I say that sometimes our heart has to be right to hear what God is trying to say to us. And we have to be willing to say, okay, at that point where you feel like there's much more to this, at that point where you might feel like you're ready to break, you're at your breaking point, at that point, God showed up. But he was showing up, he was working in my life all along. It's just that I was not paying attention. So sometimes with the whole thing of life, sometimes we end up not paying attention to God because we're so consumed with what we are going through. It's not that I found God, but it's that God found me. He showed himself to me, and I was at a point where I could see. I was at a point where my heart was ready to receive. Am I making any sense? Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm so grateful that God found me, that he spoke to me, that he touched me. You know, I'm going to tell you this. God will meet you at your point of need. He met me at my point of need because I was saying, I need you. You know, like a Smokey Norfolk song, I need you now. What's going on, Dr. Lassane? You know, and I was at that point where I said, Lord, I need you. I need you. Show yourself. And God found me. When I say God found me, my eyes were open, and I was at that point where I could really, really, really receive what he was saying to me in my life. Am I making any sense tonight? What's going on, Shannon? Am I making any sense tonight? You know, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. What about for you guys? What about for you guys who are out there listening? You know, what about for you guys? Am I making sense when I say that whole thing about God found me? Hey, Shannon, what's going on, man? You know, Okay, my second point tonight, God loves me. First point, God found me. Second point, God loves me. How many of you guys know that when you've experienced the love of God for your life, in your life, when you've experienced God's love, the love of Christ in your life, it doesn't matter what people can say or do. When you have that love and that love is in your heart, listen, can't touch this. When you've experienced it, you can't take it back. You can't say you have not experienced God's love. Once you have experienced it, you cannot deny it. Christopher, Pastor Christopher, what's going on, Pastor Mason? When your heart is open, okay, all right. I see you guys coming through. Pastor Christopher says, when your heart is open, it allows you to hear him clearly in the spirit. Amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Pastor Christopher, yeah, when your heart is open It allows you to hear him. You see, when your heart is closed and you're not focused, you're not seeking him, you're not focusing, trying to move forward, trying to get close to him, and your heart is closed, you're not going to hear him. Dr. Lassane says this, Reverend Dr. Wright, so God didn't find you. He helped you find your way back to him. Okay, all right, I like you. God didn't find you. He helped you find your way back to him. In our lowest points, we lose him. He never loses sight of us. He helps us find our way back to him. I love that. I love that. I love that even better, Dr. Lassane. He never loses sight of us. He helps us find our way back to him. God's eye is on the tiniest sparrow, so he watches over all of us. That's so true. That's so true. You know, and the reason why I'm gonna tell you why I said God found me. I like that Dr. Lassane. The reason why I tell you that God found me, because sometimes we say I found God, but like you said, he was already there. But I'm saying it's not really on us that we found him. It's the fact that I'm basically saying the same thing. He helps us find our way back to him. So, but sometimes we say, I found God. No, God, like you said, God's eye is on the tiniest sparrow, so he watches over us all. The reason why I said God found me is because it wasn't my effort. He helps us find our way back to him. And that's through Jesus Christ, right? That's through Jesus Christ. So I feel what you're saying. So that's why I said God found me. Because sometimes we say, I found God. No, like you said, God was looking at us all along. He had his eye on us all along. So that's the point when I was saying God found me. So I'm glad that you said it, Dr. Lassane. I love it. Second point. Yeah. All right. Hey, what's going on? Brian is in the house tonight. Brian is sharing Jeremiah 29:14. What's going on, guy? Jeremiah. 29:14. I will be found. Okay. I will be found by you. Okay. So these word plays are something else, right? Well, this is the word. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place in which I carried you into exile. So this scripture is saying, I will be found by you. So when you do seek the Lord, you do find him. But same time, it's awesome. It's amazing how this wordplay, right? How these word plays actually come into yeah. Oh, that's what you were saying, Terrell? Thank you, Dr. Terrell. Okay. Now I love this. That's confirmation of what the doctor was saying. Amen. Yes, certainly is. Isn't it, Pastor Chris? It definitely is. Amen. When two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. The Lord is talking tonight. What's going on, Peggy? Terrell, Dr. Terrell just shared that. Now, you know, think about this. The second point tonight, what's going on, Pastor Peterson? First point, God found me. But we already went past that part, right? you know, and through Jesus Christ, that way, that avenue for that relationship, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If he would not have given his life, if Jesus Christ would not have done that, where would we be? Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Hey, Peggy, we just now read Jeremiah 14. Thank you for putting that down. Hey, Mom, I see you. What's up, Trina? Second point tonight, God loves me. And I can tell you, there's nothing like the love of Christ. People can do whatever they want to do, but when you know that God loves you and you've experienced that love, there's nothing that can challenge that love. When you've experienced that love, and that's something we have to hold on to. Because sometimes, some days, guys, we're going to feel like we're tired. Some days we're going to feel like we want to give up, but we have to remember, we have to draw on that love. We have to draw on that love. What's going on, Trina? We have to draw on God's love. That gives you the strength. I don't know about you, but it gives me the strength. That's why I say tonight's message, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. More so like a testimony, right? First point, God found me. Second point, God loves me. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God loves me. Jesus loves me so much that he gave his life for me. God loved us so much he sent his only begotten Son. God, and that's if you have that faith. That's if that's your belief. If you believe that, if you believe as we believe that, as we believe, listen, God loves me. I can tell you this. Look around wherever you are right now. Thank you, Peggy. Peggy says, rest within that love of God. Rest within that love of God. Whew, that's deep right there. Rest within that love of God. Because listen, so many things are happening today, but we have to get to that point where you're just going to say, I'm just going to rest within that love of God. That's how come I can say Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, God loves me. You know, guys, that's a powerful statement because some people don't really believe that. And so it's hard to live through what we're living through if you don't have that faith and believe that God loves you. You know, one thing about this, about love, you know, we talked fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23. We're talking about in 1 Corinthians 13 about what love is and what love is not. And the fact that God loves me, it gives me the peace. It gives me that joy, you know, to know that God loves me. And it's funny that I'm looking at Isaiah right here, and Brian picks Isaiah 54:10. And let me see what it's saying. It is saying, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. Amen. Thank you for that scripture, Brian. Thank you for that scripture. You know, listen, that love is unshaken. Yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. Whew. Amen. 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 And amen. Thank you for that, word. You know, I was going to read for you guys Psalms 103:11. It says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Yes. Yes. Yes, Pastor Christopher. And it will not be removed. That's right. And it will not be removed. Others may remove their love, but not God. Amen. That's right, Pastor Christopher. Others may remove their love, but not God. That's what Pastor Christopher wrote. And that's so true. You know, and that's the fact that God loves me. And like that scripture that Brian shared, it can't be unshaken. It can't be shaken. It can't be it cannot be unshaken. And then this Psalms 103:11-14. Whew. You know, guys, if we just keep these things in front of our face, keep the word of God on our lips, in front of our eyes, and it would definitely encourage us and help us to realize that God loves me. God loves you. God loves us. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God loves us. There's a song, a Hosanna song. It goes like this. I mean, there's a couple lines. It goes like this. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. So great is the measure of our Father's love. I'm going to ask you guys this question. Where were you when you realized that God loves you for you? Where were you when you had that aha moment? Then, like Pastor Mason said, others may remove their love, but not God. When did you have that aha moment when you realized, you know what, I can keep on doing what I feel like I'm supposed to do because God loves me? See, people can make their love unconditional. I mean, conditional. God's love is unconditional. God loves you. God loves me. Hey, Tamisha, how you doing, Tamisha? Tamisha sharing Jeremiah 31, verse 3. But where were you guys for real? I want to hear from you guys. Where were you when you realized that God loves you for you? Or did you have that aha moment? You guys are coming with these scriptures now. Y'all coming fast. Now, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. Woo! Jeremiah 31:3. Thank you so much, Tamisha. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think I'm looking up here. Okay, you're almost on my scripture, Brian. Listen, I love that scripture, Tamisha. I love that scripture. God loves me. Whew. How many guys know that? How many guys, I hope you guys know that God loves you. And he loves you for you. It's not a thing, it's you. He loves you. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Pastor Christopher says this, I knew he always loved me, but I had issues loving myself, right? I feel you, Pastor. But because I kept reading in his word how much he loved me, made me realize how much the love of God is a keeper. All right, preach now, which enlightened my love for myself. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. I knew he always loved me. This is what Pastor Mason is saying, guys. But I had issues loving myself. But because I kept reading in his word how much he loved me, made me realize how much the love of God is a keeper, which enlightened my love for myself. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Teresa says, his love is everlasting. His love is everlasting. His love is everlasting. You know, listen, guys. Love this. But God commends, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, yeah. I just read that early at the top of the hour, Brian. But thank you for sharing that, Brian. That is so true. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Miss Peggy says this. Sometimes it may be hard to know that God loves you if you don't love yourself. Mm. We must be in tune with our inner core, within ourselves, to know that God's love is within our inner core. Mm. Thank you, Miss Peggy. Thank you. That's a good point. Sometimes it may be hard to know that God loves you if you don't love yourself. But like Pastor Chris was saying, when you keep on reading the word, so it's very, very important that we understand what we're pouring to ourselves. What are we putting our energy into? Where is our focus? And really, like you said, really being in tune. If you keep reading his word, how much he loves you, just like Pastor Mason said, it will make you realize how much the love of God is a keeper. Mm. Sinners have souls too. That's one of our friend's songs. I'm not going to even get started. But listen to this. God loves me. And what about this part? Third point tonight. Because the message is Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it's more like a testimonial. I was thinking like, God found me. God loves me. God corrects me. How many of us really embrace God's correction? How many of us really embrace when we're told we need to work on some things? But one thing I tell you this, when people tell you things, I always try to look at people from different situations from different angles. When God corrects you, it's for your good. When God corrects you, it's for your good. When God corrects me, and I'm making this thing personal, this message personal, because it's like my Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. God found me. God loves me. God corrects me. Yeah, that my mom says, that's some good stuff. You can't love anyone else until you love yourself. Yeah, you can't love anyone until you love yourself. But when I read, for God so loved the world, I'm in the world, right? I'm here. I'm on this planet. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You mean love me that much? Christopher says this, when he tells you that you need to have some things corrected in your life, is his love. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, guys, for someone to correct you, it's like, but when you know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, those who are called according to their purpose, it makes a big, 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 big difference. But that whole thing about correction, that can be a heart's will pill to swallow, right? But Jesus' best thing that's ever happened to me, God corrects me. He corrects me. All right, Kathy says, because after he corrects you, you are gracefully, what? Broken. You are gracefully broken. Then when he breaks you, he can mold you. Mm. There are a lot of scriptures. What's going on, Moses? There are a lot of scriptures in Proverbs about correction and being wise because, we have to use the wisdom. Lord, what are you trying to teach me? And we have to be able to be teachable. We just have to have hearts and minds that are teachable. Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Now, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24 says this. He who spares the rod hates his son. What's going on, Gary? But he who loves him is careful to discipline him. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Guess what? Sometimes, guys, sometimes we are going to be corrected. If God, since God really loves us, guess what? He corrects us. Not if, but since he does. Not if he loves us, but since he loves us, he will correct us. God corrects me. Listen, you correct the person because you love them, right? God does the same. And for those of you who have had children or who are uncles or aunts or have been around children, you correct them because you want the best for them. And we have to look at it just like that. We have to look at it just like that. So Jesus' best thing has ever happened to me. Guess what? He corrects me. God corrects me. What happens if we're not corrected? What happens, guys, if we're not corrected? Now, I'm asking you guys a question. I want you guys to answer. Tell me, what do you think happens when we are not corrected? What do you think happens when we aren't corrected? I'm going to tell you what I think in a minute, but I want to hear from you guys. You know, what happens when we aren't corrected? What happens, in my opinion, we don't understand where we make mistakes. We don't have room to grow. You know, we're corrected so we can make changes, so we become better people. You know, thank you, Miss Peggy. Repeat the same thing over and over again. All right. Shannon says, you keep messing up. That's right, Shannon. Ms. Kathy says, we cause problems that are self-inflicted, because we lack direction and discipline. Correction, discipline. We cause problems that are self-inflicted because we lack direction and discipline. Pastor Mason says, we lose direction to our destiny. We lose direction to our destiny. So sometimes we have to get to this point where we say, okay, Lord, thank you for the correction. Thank you for showing me my heart. We've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks, right? As far as God showing us our hearts, as far as how we face challenges, how we deal with life. He shows us our hearts so we can make changes. So Jesus' best thing has ever happened to me because guess what? God corrects me. He corrects me. I love that too, Kathy. God corrects me. And what happens when we say, I don't need correction. Sometimes we end up, like you guys are saying, like Miss Peggy, repeat the same thing over and over again. We're wondering, how come I can't stop this merry-go-round? I see you, Gary. How come I cannot get off this merry-go-round? Because I'm not allowing God to correct me. But Jesus, the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm saying, Lord, thank you for your correction. I receive your correction. I embrace your correction. You know, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. It's what the NIV version says. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. If you love discipline, you love knowledge. Because you learn, you grow, if you are willing to, right? But he who hates correction is stupid. That's it right there. Let me drop the mic. This is my mic. Drop the mic. Dr. Lassane says this, God's love is unconditional. Worldly love is contingency-based. That's right, Doc. God loves us in all our imperfection. He makes no mistakes. He empowers us to be the best we can be. He makes no mistakes. He empowers us. Let me look over here. He empowers us I'm trying to keep on pressing and see more. Okay, here we go. He rejects none of his children. He will give us the tools to learn and grow. He doesn't turn away from us. He waits patiently so that we can find our way. This curse is getting on us. Okay, so he can find our way back to him when we turn from his grace and glory. Whew. That's good. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Lassane. Worldly love is contingency based. Miss Peggy says you get to a point of standing still. That's right. You know, I gotta say this. If we say we want to be wise, guys, we have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to receive your correction. And I'm thankful for the correction. I'm mature enough now where I can say thank you for the correction. The correction can save your soul. The correction can save your life. The correction can keep you from making some mistakes that you cannot take back or reverse. Like someone was saying earlier, sometimes we put these things on ourselves. We put these things on ourselves. Like Kathy said, we cause problems that are self-inflicted because we lack direction and discipline. So I'm saying, Lord, thank you for the discipline. Thank you for the correction. I'm learning to say thank you for the process. I'm going to trust the process. Thank you, Lord, for correcting me in the process. You talk about that process, whatever it is that God is trying to teach you, whatever place he's trying to get you spiritually, whatever place he's trying to get you to go to, you know, you have to be willing to say, Lord, I thank you for your correction. I love that, Peggy. Peggy says, submitting to his will, to his guidance. That's right. Submitting and saying, yes, Lord, I receive your correction. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. God corrects me. How many of us really, really say that? When God says no, or when we look at something a different way and God's saying, no, that's not the way I want you to look at it. I want you to look at it from this angle. We have to be willing to say, yes, Lord. I'm going to submit to your will and to your guidance. Yes, Lord, I receive your correction. And I love that Brian says, humble yourself in the process. Whoo! Yes, humble yourself in the process. That pride goes before the fall, right? That pride goes before the fall. Humble yourself in the process. Whew. I love that. That's the sermon right there, Brian. Humble yourself in the process. You guys are preaching tonight. Pastor Gary says, yield, surrender, submit, international, and repent. International, Gary, yield, surrender, submit, international, and repent. I'm trying to figure out the international, Gary. All right. But I love it. Yield, surrender, submit. That's so true, Gary. That's so true, Mr. Gary, Pastor Gary. You know, how many of us really, really do that part? Yield, surrender, submit. What do you mean by international, Gary, Minister Gary, Pastor Gary, and repent? How many of us really, really, really do that? You know, guys, listen to this. People are checking out of here quickly. God is calling people. Some people, they're leaving earlier than we expected. But you know what? It's very, very important that we get to a point where we're saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to receive your correction so that I can do what you've called me to do. Some of us are wondering how come the doors haven't opened, but some of us aren't really receiving that correction. We're not allowing him to really teach us. But what would happen if we learn, if we use what we've learned during the part where we were on, where we had to stay at home, where we were on such restrictions, You know, this is not the season to forget. Let's learn from the corrections and the things that we've learned and apply them now as things begin to open. Then some places they begin to close again. But it's very, very important that we get this. Pastor Mason says this, the Holy Spirit is a guide for us. A lot of times we walk around without the Spirit of God. We just had an encounter only. Being filled is so important to understand his love. All right, thank you. I thought that's what you meant, Minister Gary. Thank you. Intentionally repent. Intentionally repent. Yield, surrender, submit intentionally. And Pastor Mason, that's so important what you said right there. Being filled is so important to understand his love. To understand his love. You know, guys, listen to this. Revelation 3, chapter 9, chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. It says this, to those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Whew, it goes back to what Mr. Gary was saying right here. Here I am, verse 20. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will eat with him and he with me. It's amazing how God works. Isn't it amazing how God works? You know, that you just said that as I read this. You had just written that, Gary, Mr. Gary. Now, Hebrews chapter 12, I mean, God is good. I don't know about you guys, but I know you guys know because you guys are telling me. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 through 11 says this. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, isn't that correct? But painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Thank you so much, Miss Peggy. Thank you, Miss Peggy, for helping me in putting that out. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 through 11. God corrects me. You know, the four point tonight, guys, God protects me. You know, so not only does God correct me, because this, remember at the beginning I was saying this is more so like my personal response or my testimony. God protects me. How many of you guys know that God is and has been protecting you? So Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And you know, I'm going to say this, even when we don't understand or think that God is protecting us, God is protecting us. Even when he says no, and we're saying, or he corrects us, and we might be thinking something else, but guess what? He is protecting us. You know, and I'll tell you this, God kept me when I did not realize I needed to be kept. Have you guys been through that? Have you been through that? I'm telling you, God kept me. He kept me when I did not realize I needed to be kept. I was in several different car things. And this one, I fell asleep at the wheel, guys. I fell asleep. I was going through South Carolina, and I fell asleep. I must have been asleep literally probably about a minute or so. When I woke up, I was going across the median. I was going across the median and tried to get back on the road. The road spun around. I had cars all the way behind me, and I went to a ditch. God kept me even when I didn't realize I needed to be kept. And God protected me. And guess what? God is protecting you. Your testimony to that, Miss Peggy? Your testimony to that? Yeah. You know, hey, Kai. Amen, Shannon. You know, God's kept me, and he's kept me in several different things. Now, I'm sure he's kept you. I'm sure we can all testify of how God has kept us, about how God has kept us. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Because God protects me, I can have peace in him. I can have peace in the midst of my storm. I can have peace even when I'm thinking, even though what's going on in front of me is, sometimes your situations will speak to you. Sometimes your mind will speak, and it, like, what in the world is going on here? But when you know that God is with you and he's protecting you, guess what? He will keep you in peace, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of your trials, even in the midst of your situations. Now, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, right? It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. You will keep him in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. You know, there's a song that goes like this. You are my hiding place. You come and fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. The Lord is my hiding place. So God protects me. He protects me. He gives me songs of deliverance. That's a song, you know. It's also the word of God. You are my hiding place. You know what? You are my hiding place. I believe that. It's scriptural. You are my hiding place. We know that part is, you are my hiding place. But I love that song, you are my hiding place. You know, the Lord is your hiding place, and he will protect you. And you can run to him. That's because Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Because you know what? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I be without the Lord? You know, to lift me up, to show me, to teach me, to reprove me, to correct me. And he protects me even when I don't think I need the protection, even when I think I can do it by myself. Have you guys ever been there where you thought you could do it by yourself? You know, Exodus 14, 13 and 14. Let me see. Brian is sharing this. Let me see what this is saying, 13, 14. Moses answered. This is what Brian is sharing. This is Exodus 14, 13 and 14. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. So God protecting you, being still. And I thank you. Thank you. Bless you too, Kai. Thank you, Miss Peggy. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3, Miss Peggy. Terrell says this, I am reminded of the parable of Jesus' disciples and their dirty feet from wearing sandals along the dusty roads they traveled. He washed their feet clean, and his disciples asked, Master, how can you wipe our feet? His response was essentially this, I will make the flawed parts of you until you are fixed. Whew. He will go to the lowest points in our lives to lift us up. He will walk us down the dusty roads of life. He will wash our lowest parts clean if we let him. Thanks so much for that one, Dr. Lassane. Yes, yes, Lord, you are my hiding place. Yes, Ms. Kai. Yes, Kai. You are my hiding place. Whew. And that's a good one. That's a good one right there, Dr. Lassane. That's a good one. And thank you for that message, Brian. You know, and I got to tell you this, guys. All things, God protects me. God protects you. And let me tell you this. We just have to remember that all things work together. What? For the good of those who what? For the good of those who what? Who love him. Who have been called according to his purpose. God protects me. God protects you. We just remember that everything that we're going through, listen, God's not going to stop protecting you. We have to have the faith and keep the faith, even in the midst of what we are going through and dealing with. So this is like my testimony tonight, guys. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. First point, God found me. We talked about that. God loves me. God corrects me. God protects me. How about this? Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love him. Love him. Yes. Yes, Kai. Gary says, Minister Gary says this, dwell in the presence of the Most High God and be covered at all times. Whew. That's right. That's a word right there. Dwell in the presence of the Most High God and be covered at all times. Stay there. Stay there. Stay in his presence. Yes, love the Lord. Guys, I don't know about you, but you know, tonight I was a little tired, right? And I was like, what am I going to preach about? And God's like, I can give you this word. You know, so this is my testimony. This is my testimony. Jesus, the best thing that's ever happened to me. God found me. God loves me. God corrects me. God protects me. You know, guys, I love what you say right there, Minister Gary. Love the Lord. Dwell in the presence of the Most High God and be covered at all times. Dwell in his presence. Dwell in his presence. You know, so even when you're tired and things like that, I'm just saying, just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just saying, thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you. Because where was I where were you pre-Jesus? Where were you pre-God? Where were you before you've had your encounter with the Lord and before you have allowed the Lord to work in your life and work in your heart? Where were you? What was your life like before him? That's what I'm saying. Jesus is the best thing. Even on my worst day, I'm saying, thank you, Lord, because I have direction. It might be hard sometimes, but guess what? God will give us the strength to move and to keep going forward. Dwell in the presence of the Most High God and be covered at all times. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout. And listen to this. John 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Amen. Kai says, where would I be without him? My God, you are awesome. That's so true, Kai. Where would I be without him? Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I did not have meaning until he touched my heart. So I was at that point where I was able to hear his voice for myself. Peggy just said like this, God wants us. He wants us. He wants us. You might be going through what you're going through, but listen to this. But there's a joy that the world cannot take away from you. There's a joy that the Lord, that the world cannot take away from you. And again, think about where you were before Christ. I'm going to tell you tonight and encourage you to trust the process. Trust your process. Give thanks. Give thanks in everything that you do. Give thanks. So I'm giving thanks. I might be physically tired, but I'm giving thanks and thanking the Lord for allowing me to be here, allowing us to be here, because his word says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. I'm not sure about you, but I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that God did not give up on me. I'm grateful that in spite of my shortcomings, like Dr. Lassain was, that God has made that way through Jesus Christ. He loves us. He will reach down and meet us at the point of our need. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let me keep on going. Let me go back a little bit further than that. Be joyful always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I have to keep on reading this. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 24. You know, Dr. Lassain says, and Reverend, he left you with a light to share with others from your darkest moments. You have lifted your voice in song, in word, in praise, and shared that voice with so many. God bless you. O ye therefore, and teach all nations, blessing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Bless you, Reverend Doctor, for the sharing of your beautiful and faithful voice. Thanks so much, Dr. Lassain. Appreciate you. Minister Gary Vincent says, allow your choice to be what the Most High God decided. That's so true. That's so true. That is so true. That's so true, Mr. Gary. You know, guys, I just tell you this. What we're living in, this season that we're living in is a very, very important season. This is very, very important that it's very important that we guard our hearts. It's very important that we speak the word. It's important that we keep the word in front of us, in front of our eyes. It's very, very important that we give thanks in everything, and that we don't allow what we're experiencing and seeing to keep us from what God has called us to do. Thank you for your words of encouragement as we encourage each other, as we encourage one another. That's the whole point and purpose of this time together, of this ministry, to encourage each other. You know, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm sure Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to you. And if you allow him to, if you allow him to speak, he will speak. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. Don't give up. Keep the faith. God found me. God loves me. God corrects me. God protects me. You can make this personal. You can say, God loves you. God found you. God loves you. God corrects you. God protects you. Jesus is the best thing. He can be the best thing that's ever happened to you if you allow him to. What do you have to lose? I can personally say my life is so much better by me saying yes. It might feel weird sometimes, and the road might be, I'm being honest, the road might be rough, but guess what? You make those rough places plain, right? You make the crooked places straight and rough places plain. You know, he would never leave you nor forsake you. And listen, in this hour, we need to encourage ourselves with the word. We need to encourage ourselves with songs, with the hymns. Have people around us who are also encouraging us so we can encourage one another. Don't lose hope in this season. Don't lose hope, but cling to your old rugged cross, as my mom would say. Continue to study God's word and be safe. God bless each and everyone. Have a restful night's sleep. Thank you, Mom. You do too. I want to say God bless you guys. I want you to say I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. Please share this message on your pages. And I appreciate you guys. Please keep me in your prayers as my ministry begins to grow and as I'm allowing God to do what he's doing in my life and take me to the next level. And also, let's pray for each other. Because listen, God wants us to do what he's called us to do. This is the season. Let's prepare. Let's be ready. Let's prepare. Let's be ready. I pray that God will bless you. Let me ask you a question. What's one thing that you've taken away from our time together tonight? And, you know, and even once this is over, I'll still be responding until it's time for me to go to sleep, where I respond in the morning. You know, but let's keep the conversation going. I just want to say God bless you. I pray God's blessings over you, you know, and I pray that you'll open up your heart and allow Jesus to come into your heart. Thank you so much for coming through, Minister, Pastor Mason. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you guys coming through. Love you guys. Not to give up. Thank you. Not to give up. Fellowship, Peggy Kai says, not to give up. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. And thank you guys for your interaction. Thank you guys for coming through. Those who've come through for the first time, I appreciate you guys coming through. Much love to you. Good to see you, Gary. Hey, Shannon. I appreciate you guys for coming through. I'm not going to try to mention all the names. I also say God bless you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much, Minister Gary. I didn't know if I say minister, pastor, reverend, but I appreciate you, and God bless you. And thank you guys for the words of inspiration. Listen, guys, these words can change someone's life. We don't know what each person is going through. So what you share tonight can encourage somebody else to not give up. Thank you, Kai, not to give up. Yes, please don't give up. And we need that fellowship, right, Peggy? We need that fellowship. I love and appreciate you too, Gary. I love and appreciate you too. I want to say God bless you guys. Be encouraged. I'm going to have a special guest on my hour of inspirational conversation and music on this coming Thursday. So make sure you guys tune into that on Thursday from 9 to 10. I'm starting that. The preaching, the word comes on Tuesdays. Interview and music comes on Thursday nights from 9 to 10. I want to say God bless you. Thank you, Miss Peggy. Love you guys. God bless you. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Jesus, the best thing that's ever happened to me, and he can be the best thing that's ever happened to you. He loves you. God bless you, and be encouraged.